Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
Oh, yeah. That just keeps getting better. And welcome back to the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV, shows, music, comic books, anything pop culture, you name it, we'll talk about it. One of the fastest and loosest podcasts out in this podcast multiverse that we have. I'm your host, Sega Singh, and I'll be running this show solo today. So I just wanted to come in and give a quick update on what's happening and what's going to be new, and got some new and exciting news coming out, you know. So just wanted to come out and just let you guys know what's happening. So straight off the bat, what the fudge just happened at the Oscars? Like, what the shit? Spider-Man won nothing? I mean, seriously, like, what? That is just crazy. And then this is the part that gets me to like really hold down what a shitty Oscar it was. Like, they're doing it for clickbait, you know. This is the moment that really got me, you know. There were so many moments in the Oscars, and this is the one that really got to me, and this is the most staged moment that they ever did and produced. How was Zack Snyder's Justice League the most cheerable movie? What the? What? What are they watching? Are you kidding me? Like, that was number one? And, like, whose reaction were they getting? Like, because they came out on streaming. I'm pretty sure no one reacted to it. Like, come on, God, like, that's why it's such a dead concept, these Oscars, man. No wonder they're dying. No wonder they had to get Will Smith and Chris Rock to act out that piece of stunt, whatever happened. Talking about that was a pretty shitty move on Will Smith's behalf. I mean, going and slapping a man who, you know, didn't do anything. Unprovoked attack. But, yeah, sure, wow, well done. Good on you, man. Showing the world how great of a person you are. You know, people have kept you at high regards, but, you know, but you just showed how much of a scumbag you are right now for doing that. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you joked about your thing, about your missus, but, you know, who else joked about your missus was August, so why don't you go up and slap the shit out of him? Anyways, let's move on from that. That was a bit too much, but, yeah, nah, sorry. That was a bit too much there. But, yeah, anyway, so like I said, I'm running this show solo today. No Josh, no Lawrence today. So what I wanted to just let you guys know what's happening with the channel and what we're going to do is we're going to start doing 2 episodes per week now. So, yay, exciting news. I know, fantastic. 2 episodes a week. But what do you mean by 2 episodes a week? What are we getting? So, okay, hang on. Hold your horses, all right? Hold your horses. I promise this plot hole doesn't have as many holes as a Swiss cheese, all right? So pretty much what we're going to do is we're going to release one episode early in the week, which is going to be so this happened, and it's basically going to be a review episode where we or myself talk about what's happening, like what we watched, like a movie, one movie or TV show that we watch, and we just do a review on it. It's going to be a short one, maybe max 20 minutes, 30 minutes long. And then the other episode that's going to drop is the regular map episode where we talk about all these things. For example, one of the topics that we're going to be bringing up is car movies that aren't Fast and Furious. Another one is superhero movies that aren't Marvel or DC. Things like that. That's what's coming up. Excited. I'm still trying to get some people in to have an interview with, and I'm still working on that. It's just a little bit hard where both people working full-time. It's hard to find some free time, and especially with people's schedules these days, it's really hard to get them on board. Exciting news is coming on board. Like I said, I've got a few people that I really, really want to keen to talk to and talk about, and hopefully soon enough we could get them on board. So, I don't know if you guys were watching Josh's Twitch stream the other day. I said I had a huge announcement coming out. I do have a huge announcement, but that you guys just have to hold off onto that up until the next episode, which will be dropping on Friday. So keep in tune for that. So the next episode is dropping on Friday. Hopefully I can get the boys back for that one. If not, it might be another solo one, but hopefully I can get other Joshua Lawrence or maybe both of them to record an episode maybe this week and then drop it on Friday. But big news coming in on Friday. Exciting news. And it's something that I'm really excited about. But huge announcement coming this Friday. So keep in mind with that. So what I just really wanted to touch bases was, again, when we are coming up.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With these episodes, we are pretty much going to be, like I said, we're going to be splitting it into two, an early review because over the weekend what we watched and stuff. So pretty much I'm going to see Morbius this weekend. So I'll probably record a podcast as soon as I watch it, and then I'll release it during the week. But that'll be early in the week. So again, the title of that is So This Happened, or if you guys come up with something else creative, please let me know. But pretty much that's what's the deal. We're gonna be releasing new episodes. I'm going to try my best and get on more social media as much as I can, and post a little bit more on TikTok and get those kind of audience in there as well. It's a little bit hard at the moment because I kind of do work full time and I am studying as well. So it is a bit hard for me to find some free time to do all this. And I'm trying my best to keep up with it and try to do it, make it a weekly thing. So that's why I said I might do two a week, where it's going to be easier for me because I can just, once I see something, I can just quickly on my laptop, if I've seen it, I can quickly record something, record a quick review, and then can edit it easily and then upload it, you know. So that's something that I wanted to do, meaning to do for a while. But we will do more in-depth reviews on certain movies. But in saying that those will be like certain movies, like for example, Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, will probably most likely do a whole episode dedicated to that. Same with Spider-Man. So we're just waiting for Spider-Man to actually become available on streaming. So I know it is available on Amazon. However, not all of us have Amazon, so we are just waiting till it's available on Netflix, which might be another while. But in saying that, I might just purchase it and then do a watch along with the boys, and then we can do a full in-depth review about the Spider-Man No Way Home, and talk major spoilers about it, because, you know, it's, what's done is done. The movie's out and everything. In regards to everything else, we do want to try to engage as much as we can with you guys. So please, if you do have any questions or queries, please let us know, because we do like feedback at the moment. It's a little bit dry. We are getting a lot of downloads and a lot of streams and stuff, but we're getting no response and no feedback, so it's a little bit hard for us to kind of respond and know what's working and what isn't working without a clear feedback. So if it's possible, like, if you guys can give us mad feedback, that'd be great. I would love that. I'd appreciate that. In saying that, I think I might just wrap it up for now. Keep it nice and short, but keep in tune, guys. Friday, don't forget, this Friday, Australian standard, 12 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, I'll be dropping another episode, huge episode, massive announcements coming in that time, but there will be changes happening, and you guys will see them coming, hear them slowly, but, you know what I just thought of? You know that Will Smith, Chris Rock commentary? Sorry, I'm bringing it back to this, but you know what that reminds me of? I don't know if you guys seen that meme, the "how can she slap?" That meme. Oh my god, that gives me off that kind of vibe. It's like Will Smith goes up and slaps Chris Rock for saying a joke that, to be honest, okay, yeah, we all know Jada Pinkett Smith has alopecia, so it's some kind of disease, where she has hair loss or something. I don't know, something to do with the skin or the hair follicles or something. I don't know what it is, but anyway, so when she made the post about it, she was like, the only thing I can do is laugh about it and be happy and try to smile as much as I can. You know, a joke's a joke. You know, there's been more offensive stuff said in the Oscars than that, and no one's gotten up and slapped the host. So for me, it feels like it's staged, because this concept of the awards was dying, because again, like I said, like the biggest movie of last year did not even got one nomination. And you know what's funny? The movie that won Best Picture wasn't even out on cinemas. It was available on streaming. But they didn't allow Zack Snyder's Justice League to be nominated for anything due to the fact that it wasn't out in cinemas. So, you know, what are they doing? But anyway, so just wanted to throw this out there, and then before I start on a rampage, and you know, but yeah, definitely new thing, new and exciting things coming ahead. So I don't want to drag this on any longer. You can catch, I'll have the links to Josh's links down below, and same with Lawrence's, it will be down below. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We're gonna sum it up for today. And that's the announcements. Friday, don't forget, new episode coming out. Massive announcements on that for sure. Huge sponsorship coming soon. All right, guys, take care, and we'll see you on the map.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.